You're listening to SBS News.
At a Melbourne petrol station, motorists are driving in, filling up their cars with fuel. It's because as life for many Australians gets more and more expensive, the price of petrol is also about to go up yet again. These motorists are certainly noticing the rise on their weekly budgets.
Depending on how many jobs I'm doing a week, but roughly $200 easily. It's insane. I think it's like an extra $50 from last year. You know what I mean? Like, that adds up every week.
Getting in early before the prices go up, I just heard. So I'm topping up and hoping to stay ahead of it.
I'm trying not to fill up as much these days. I think I'm trying to use my bike and stuff more. Just because the price of petrol is going up so much, and with the rest of the cost of living that's happening, it's kind of trying to choose between food and petrol, and often I'm trying to choose food and rent.
Prices rose sharply over $2 a litre earlier this year after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. 6 months ago, the Morrison government temporarily halved the fuel excise tax to help households deal with the rising costs. That meant a saving of around 22 cents for every litre. But it cost the government more than $5 billion in lost revenue, money used to maintain and upgrade roads. As of midnight, the full excise was reintroduced. Stephen Moyer is from the Motor Trade Association of Western Australia.
It's going to have an impact on every consumer who is using their car and dependent on their car. The reality, however, is that the continuation of the cut can't be justified. Fuel prices have dropped. The government did keep to the word of keeping it in for 6 months, and we're happy with the fact that it's had to come back in.
Vincent Smiths runs a courier business in Melbourne, employing about half a dozen drivers. He says ultimately it's his customers who will bear the brunt of the price rise.
That's correct, yes. The customer ultimately pays for it, but we've got to make sure that the driver gets a living out of it as well, so it's very important. We have to go with the flow. There's not much you can do about it, and hopefully customers will accept the fact that it's an ongoing thing and there's not much we can do about it. We just have to pass that on.
It's expected most drivers won't see an increase at the Bowser for about 5 days, while cheaper fuel remains in the system. Australia's consumer regulator says it will keep a close eye on retailers for any signs of overcharging. The chair of the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, Gina Cass-Gottlieb, spoke to ABC's Radio National.
Firstly, we will be taking action to ensure that there is clear reporting and that motorists can check our reporting and check their petrol price apps, because that gives you real-time data every day. Secondly, if we see any misleading statements that attribute a large price increase to the reinstatement of the full excise, we will investigate and we'll take action.
The Motor Trade Association of Western Australia's Stephen Moyer says the advice to consumers is to shop around and compare prices.
We strongly urge every motorist to check the Fuel Watch site. It is the best way to find the lowest price in your area. So encourage people to get out there, get onto the website, have a look at Fuel Watch. It is the best service in Australia and it is the best way to save money.
Sean Wales, SBS News.